Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9, and this is Twofold. I'm Sandy.
I'm Michelle.
Good to see you.
Good to see you again.
Happy Thursday.
Yay.
所以呢，你现在正在收听的是 CITR 101.9，然后我们又回到了星期四的 Twofold 时间。我是 Sandy， 我的好朋友 Michelle 今天又来拜访了。那我们今天会给大家带来一个很欢乐的主题。好了，我们自己会很欢乐。
希望这次会 make more sense.
So today we're going to introduce you to a very beautiful, beautiful island, which is both of our hometown, Taiwan. Yeah.
Taiwan.
所以今天我们会带来关于台湾的介绍，以及我们各自对台湾的
回忆吧。
对啊，的爱慕。So I guess a little bit background of me and Michelle. Like,、okay. Michelle, can you talk a little bit more about how, like, your...
Where I'm from. And
yeah, and when did you immigrate and everything.
All right, so background time. I am from Taichung, Taiwan, so it's in the middle part of the island. And I immigrated here about 6 years ago, I think. Wow, longer than I thought. 所以我是从台中来，就是台湾中间的那个部分，哎，就是也可以从名字上猜得出来。但是然后大概是6年之前移民过来的吧。
But you moved to US first or something?
Well, yeah, yeah.
When you were even younger,
I was born in the US, but and then after Before I immigrated to Canada, we were actually just going to stay in the U.S. for 1 year just to study. But then during that time, we decided to immigrate. No, well, actually, we just got the notification saying that we can't immigrate. So I was like, okay, sure, let's do that. So we immigrated from Taiwan to Canada, and here I am.
6 years later.
所以就其实会移民过来，我觉得也就是巧合吧。本来我们就是打算在美国，待个一年，就是也是有点像交换，但就是像是游学之类的。然后，可是在这一年期间，我们就知道我们可以移民，然后结果就移民过来了。
Yeah. So your whole family came
to
Vancouver.
Yeah.
On and off.
On and off, yeah. So like yes and no, but it's kind of a long story. It's okay.
Yeah. So I guess about me, I moved to Canada, Vancouver in 2005, which is, I don't know, eight years ago.
Yeah.
With my entire family, and I'm from, originally I was born and raised in Hsinchu, which is northern part of Taiwan and closest city to China, I think.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Yeah, 所以我是2005年国中毕业以后，跟着我全家人一起移民到温哥华来的。所以过去的15年生命历程里都是在台湾土生土长的台湾人呐，
台湾人。
对，然后Michelle and I have a similar background because、yeah. we're kind of adapting ourselves into the Canadian culture and I guess the other part of us is just...
Yeah, our Taiwanese soul is still there.
Yeah, it's still there. Can't be killed. Yeah, so we're really proud to be Canadian and we're really proud to be Taiwanese. And we thought this is a great opportunity before Michelle's leaving to talk and introduce more about Taiwan. And perhaps some of you have not heard of it, but it was founded in 1912.Taiwan's total land area is about 36,000 square kilometers, which is about the size of, you know, Vancouver Island, but it has about the same population as all the Canadians combined. So you can imagine how
crowded,
crowded it is in Taiwan. And to a lot of young people, it's quite fun to be there because it's super convenient and everything. And you probably would never feel lonely because... How can you when you're surrounded by thousands of people?
Well, I guess you can, but you're just not going to be alone.
Yeah, yeah. And then it lies off the southeastern coast of mainland Asia, across the Taiwan Strait from China and an island on the western edge of the Pacific Ocean. Mm-hmm. So to its north is Japan, to its south is the Philippines. So many airlines fly to Taiwan, making it the perfect travel destination. 所以台湾是一个南北狭长型的海岛，面积约有 3.6 万平方公里，位于亚洲大陆东南方太平洋西岸，东亚岛胡间，北临日本琉球岛群岛，南接菲律宾群岛，是往来亚洲各地的枢纽，航空网路四通八达，为非常便利的旅游地之一。
好啊， it's funny how we are doing another geography lecture.
I know.
Last time we did it for the UK, and this time we are doing it for Taiwan.
Yay. Yeah. Well, we're also learning while doing a little research.
I think that's good.
Yeah, I think it's fun. And Michelle was mentioning how people who are visiting Taiwan commented on the convenience stores. Yeah, the convenience of all the convenience stores.
Yeah. So they're just, imagine how many Starbucks there are in Vancouver and double, times by
maybe
two.
Maybe triple.
Or
I think
triple, yeah.
Almost every corner you go, there's a convenience store.
Yeah. That would be just how easily you can find a convenience store in Taiwan.
Yeah. I guess the most popular one is called 7-Eleven.
Your 7-Eleven 真好。
没错。And then we always like 7-Eleven. And it is totally different from the 7-Eleven that you think.
Oh, yeah.
In
Vancouver.
In Vancouver, yes. It's totally different. It has everything in Taiwan. Everything that you need. So I guess it's the
you can basically live off the convenience store.
Yeah, you can just go on grocery shopping and buy like anything you can think of from...convenience store.
Yeah, you can even get your underwear from there.
所以台湾有超多的便利商店，超级多，大概每个转角都会有一家，要两家吧。然后其实都还蛮便宜的，然后大家都会不管买什么东西都会去买。然后夏天的时候还可以走进去买个什么冰淇淋啊，或是什么还买什么
啊？对啊，我
茶叶蛋，
想得到的都买得到。台湾的便利商店比起这边厉害，
讲到我心灵都激动了，小小的心灵蹦跳着呢。
你可以从早餐吃到晚餐，然后中间还可以去买个什么
哦，
对吧？
超好的。
然后等到晚上如果发现啊没有内裤可以穿了，还可以去买。
对、所以就是整个非常非常方便。
对，比起这边便利性是高很多的。
那美少，你要讲一下就是台湾特有种吗？
台湾呢 ？OK 啊，So I'll start with English. So Taiwan lies on the western edge of Pacific, and it's called Ring of Fire. And continuous tectonic movement have created majestic peaks and rolling hills and plains, basins, coastline, and other natural landscapes. Taiwan's tropical, subtropical, and temperature climate provides clear differentiation before the different seasons.There are about 18,400 species of wildlife on the island, with more than 20% being rare or endangered species. Among these are the landlocked salmons and Taiwan sea roe. Formosa rock monkey and Formosa black bear, blue magpie and Makito pheasant and Shushan grass lizard.Sorry, the translation is giving me a headache. So, yeah. 所以台湾不大，但蕴藏丰富的自然资源和人文风貌。然后在自然资源方面，由于地层板块的运动不断进行，造成台湾复杂而多变的地形地貌。高山、丘陵、平原、盆地、岛屿、纵谷和海岸等景观丰富，再加上北回归线从中通过，使台湾同时拥有热带、亚热带、温带等各种自然生态。然后其中原生特有种的比例非常的高，在台湾有大概18400多种野生动物，然后在其中20%以上的都是属于稀有种，像是樱花公文龟、台湾猕猴、台湾黑熊、蓝腹雀等，然后所以使台湾成为世界保育重要书籍之一。Yeah.
So I think growing up in Taiwan, we heard of a lot of animals that has.Name after it's like Taiwan something、
oh, yeah.
Taiwan Heishong
Taiwan black bear
Taiwan black bear
Taiwan and there's the Taiwan deer as well right Taiwan what's it called 梅花
我刚想到台湾麋鹿说只有麋鹿啊
不是梅花鹿吗？
梅花鹿，梅花鹿哦。
Yeah, I
know.
How do I? Yeah, so there's a special kind of deer in Taiwan that has
the pattern.
Yeah, the pattern is kind of different from the ones of Bambi. It looks like cherry blossom.
Mm-hmm.
Not cherry blossom. What a plum blossom. But yeah. So there are just a lot of special animal. But we will never. These are the things that you don't really realize until you come out, and you're just like, oh, we actually have a lot of things that we need to appreciate. And,
I think after the music, we're going to take you to one of the place in Taiwan called the Taroko National Park.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're talking about nature and like birds and things
and
like that. Yeah, so its meaning is magnificent and beautiful. 所以在一首音乐之后，我们要带大家进入其中一个很有名的国家公园，叫做太鲁阁国家公园。那接下来要播的这一首歌呢，叫做 Green Mountain State. So the song that we're gonna play for you is called Green Mountain State by Karina Rose and the Rusty Horse Band.
Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
Back to us.
Hello.
So we really like that song, and it's called Green Mountain State, and it kind of reminded me of the green island that we used to live in, and still appreciate the land every single day, every single moment.
Yeah. So,
泰鲁格国家公园
Tairaco National Park.
所以泰鲁格国家公园，想中文也许我们就可以跳过，因为它就是应该算是最
有名
的国家公园。那你对泰鲁格国家公园的印象是什么？
我去过就只是、我记得就是很陡峭，它那个山路不好开、很美是美，可是同时我也很紧张，
好像你在开一样、
没有是没有，但是
我干嘛呛你
哎呦没关系，呛人是一种健康运动，
呛人健康、健康税
但是对就是泰鲁格的确就是因为地形太陡峭，我甚至 就会觉得天啊，那些人怎么把那个山路开出来的，很惊人的美
然后我对泰鲁格的印象就是小时候有跟爸妈就是家人一起去旅行过，然后出国前的那一年夏天有跟姐姐还有她的同学去那边玩，然后就是也是记得就是那些岩石非常的大，然后河流很清澈，然后真的是路不好走，可是这一辈子从来都没有看过的壮观的景色，
你就觉得
然后
对
之后去到不管是去哪里从来都没有看过了，所以就是建议想要去台湾旅行的人就是必去泰鲁格国家公园。
对，因为比起在这边，因为在这边你应该有去过这边的山或者是什么的，像是
这边的山
Whistler 或者是
枕头山长滩
那个我最喜欢的山了或者是 Seattle 的那个 Mount Baker 或之类的、但是他们的景观都走壮丽路线的吧，就怎么说呢，然后台湾的
非常不一样，
对，非常不一样。台湾我觉得在我在泰鲁格的时候，你就觉得你他那个路开着的感觉就是你已经在山的一部分了，你就是在山的里面，你感觉就是在峡谷里、然后你发现自己有多么的渺小。
对，然后山都很尖
哦，对，
怎么说
尖锐吗？
尖锐，很尖锐的山，
对，
很刻薄尖锐的山
对，就
yes.
很险峻。
So while I'm describing
the
National Park, which means the magnificent and beautiful park, I'm gonna play you a little background music, and it's all the birds sound that you will hear in Taiwan. Not like everywhere in Taiwan, because that would be
not the city park,
but yeah, when you go to the countryside and go close by the mountain, you'll hear different type of species, just as we described. There's like 20%
of the bear
species that you can only see in Taiwan. Let's see how it works.
Yeah.
Good.
So imagine yourself walking in Taiwan.
You're walking in this mountain area, and you see deep valley and clear water down there, and you thought to yourself, this is amazing and magnificent and beautiful.
But yeah, and it's also very dangerous in at the same time.
Well, yeah, just try not to think of that.
Well, you kind of have to.
just keep in mind.
Yeah, you realize how small you are in comparison to all the magnificent nature.
Yeah, the nature. So this park is one of the 8 national parks in Taiwan and was named after the Taroko Gorge, the landmark gorge of the park, and the park spans Taichung City, which is where Michelle is from, and Nantou County, where it was and Hualien County. So Taroko Gorge is and its surrounding area are well known for their abundant supply of marble, leading to its nickname, the Marble Gorge. The rock now seen in Taroko began over 200 million ago as a sediment of the bottom of the ocean. And we're gonna slightly touch on the many different Aboriginal tribes in Taiwan. There are, I believe, 14 that's governmentally recognized or government approved Aboriginal tribes in Taiwan right now.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of different tradition. They would sometimes not
well,
sometimes.
All of them have different traditions, right?
Yeah, all of them have really different traditions. For example, Dawuzu have an event called
the Flying Fish Festival, sort of.
And
then there's the ear hunting festival.
Oh, yeah, they hunt a lot.
Yeah, they hunt the ears to symbolize maturity and then adulthood, sort of.
Yeah, and then I think most of the tribes are very well preserved, and they are still keeping its original taste these days.
They're trying to keep their authenticism, how do you say it? Yeah, their tradition. They don't want, and also the government is trying its best to protect these traditions and make sure that it's not lost.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, Sandy mentioned, there are about 14 of them now government recognized, but before there were a lot more in on the mountain and even in the plant field.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like 山地族 跟 平埔族的不一样, but A lot of the tribes are lost now, but we are trying our best to keep the tradition now.
So speaking of that, we're gonna, I don't know how the background voice, the background sound is affecting right now, but we're gonna play you a traditional song from the Tai Lu Ge tribe.
Oh, okay.
It's a song about sewing.
Oh, sewing.
I think sewing.
Oh, sewing.
Sewing?
I think sewing.
织布格子.
Ah, yes.
泰卢格族哦，
我还不知道有这个。
听得到吗？
Yeah.
So they have this tradition of making their own clothing and then use
the beautiful patterns. Yeah, they will use the nature in
bright,
it.
Bright flag.
So just bright colors, the primary colors with the beautiful pattern in nature is similar to the Canadian Aboriginals, right?
Yeah.
They will represent their belief in their ancestor, in the nature, in the flowers, the sun, the birds, even the monkeys. And
then a lot of those tribes, when the kid is reaching its adulthood, they would put tattoo on their face.
Oh, yeah.
So this is another song about putting tattoos on their face to represent that they are a man, or they are
a woman
that are ready to give birth and provide to the family and the tribe.
And taking on the responsibilities.
Yeah, taking on the responsibilities. It's quite scary that people had to go through that, because it must hurt a lot.
On the face as well.
所以就是我们在讲泰鲁格国家公园就会讲到一些台湾的原住民，那这个缘起说台湾原住民在台湾的活动已有大约8000年之久，然后台湾原住民的祖先在15000年前冰河时期结束以前，从东南亚岛屿等各地迁至台湾，所以
90%以上的台湾人大概有古代白月族的血统。然后像我们刚刚提到的，就是泰鲁格某个部族，他有他的织布歌，然后还有刚刚Sandy 提到很多族群在他们成年祭的时候也都会在脸上绣刺青，
对，就是纹身的，
然后纹身，对。
然
后代表他们成年了，现在是个长大的男人或女人，然后已经准备好要接下家庭的重任。
So according to the research suggests that the Taiwanese Aboriginals have been living in this island for approximately 8,000 years before major Han Chinese migrants began in the 17th century. We're gonna play you another song. This song is called 绿岛小夜曲.
Yes. No, and also here, I just want to make sure 绿岛, the green island that I mentioned in the title is not the distant island of 绿岛. It's actually referred to Taiwan. 所以那绿岛小夜曲的绿岛并不是指台湾离岛的绿岛，而是指台湾这个岛屿。
而且
然后它是第一首台湾就是应该算是民歌所播出的那种歌曲吧，
就是应该是大家都有听过。
对，
然后呢、many people have over the year have covers for this song. This、
yeah.
is covered by、Vienna Tang, 石艺兴。
I came to Canada and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow! I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time, with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
Back to us.
Hello.
Michelle is going to share with us about one of the most crucial, crucial part, or the one of the reasons that people
should visit Taiwan.
Uh-huh.
So I will start with a statement. So Taiwan travel essentials are three things. One, passport, the other one's cash, and the third one is an actual stomach. 所以来台湾必备的三个要件。首先呢是你的护照，第二是你的现金，再来你必须要准备个
极大的食量，一个另外的胃来装满那些食物。所以 Michelle 本身就是一个非常爱吃然后又很能吃的人，所以之前在台湾成长的童年就非常的幸福。然后家里，我们家住在台湾的家的就是又离台中的那个夜市，台中最大，应该说现在已经算是全台湾最大夜市，非常的近，所以就是吃，
所以是吃遍天下无敌手的那一种款，
吃吃喝喝都能吃啊，真的是还蛮能吃的。我弟常常就说你这样子吃以后不知道嫁不嫁得出去 ，anyways，
吃跟嫁出去一点关系都没有吧？
会把婆家给吃空？
不会，自己赚自己吃，自给自足，有没有？
对吧？我也就这么说，
对啊，就是大家努力的目的不是吗？没有啦，
就是。
要
吃嘛。Anyways, yeah, so Michelle, well, personally, I am someone who loves to eat and has a very healthy appetite. So my childhood in Taiwan was very happy. I could, because the food there is good and cheap, and I live really close to one of the phenomena in Taiwan called night market. Mm-hmm. So I had the chance to actually visit a lot of food places.
No, she said it was the biggest night market in Taiwan.
It's
a big difference.
Yeah, well, it's quite different.
But yeah, there are so many night markets in Taiwan. Like, even in one city, there could be like 3 or 4 or something.
But yeah, but the one that I was mentioning,
yeah,
the one that's close to my hometown is now the biggest of Taiwan. It's actually the most well-defined. It actually changed a lot in this 10 years. Because when I was there, when I was small, it was just one street. And now it's the whole area is covered by the night market around nighttime, if you just go there, it just feel like it's so lively.
Yeah, and then all the food are pretty creative, too. Although the quality stays the same over the year, which is pretty high.
Yeah,
but
that's really good. And the price is still good, even though they did raise a little bit, but then it's still pretty good. So here I was, so I tried my best to pick out 5 of the most common or the most representative eat. We call it small eats, 小吃. And like direct translation of
small eats, but you eat a lot of different stuff. So like in the end, you really need like huge stomach.
I know. And so I had a hard time picking 5, but I still did it. there are a lot more that's good. But okay, so let's start. They're not in any sort of ranking, but just 5.所以我现在我很辛苦的很艰难的选出了台湾的五种小吃来跟大家分享。所以第一种是卤肉饭，台湾应该台湾人都知道了吧，卤肉饭。
知道
啊。对，耶。
知道，应该我们两个都知道，不是全世界知道吗？
对啊，就是台湾就是便宜又好吃的一种小吃吧，就是你只要肚子饿，你只要去任何一家。应该说台湾卤肉饭的摊贩实在太多了，你不太需要花很大的时间就可以找到，就算是那种平价食物吧，然后但是它非常好吃，然后又可以填饱肚子。
然后just so you know that I'm a vegetarian and all the how do you call it, little food,
small
food have a vegetarian version and they are all really amazing and it's very convenientas a vegetarian living in Taiwan, because there are just tons of varieties of food for you to choose from.
Yeah. All right, so the first food that I was talking about is called the lo ro fun, which is translated into braised pork rice. Yeah, that's one of the hardest things.
I kind of wish English is like that for us. Like,
I know.
When you study in English, and you just say it slight different Chinese one, and then everybody would understand your English, but that's not the case.
No, I know. Like, when you say lo ro fun, they're just like, what are you talking about? so then, cool. I went on CNN's website, and I actually found an article about all the food in Taiwan. So this is how they translate it. They call it the braised pork rice. And their description is, a good bowl of laurel fun has finely chopped meat and not quite minced pork belly and slow cooked in aromatic soy sauce with 5 spices. And yeah, there should be ample amount of fatness to make it taste good. And that's where the magic lies on.
Which 5 spices?
I think it's just, I actually have no idea.
It's a type of spice.
Yeah, it's type
it's called
of spice.
5 spices. In Chinese, it's called 五香粉.那其实我也不太记得五香粉到底是怎样的五香。
对，我其实也不知道，但他就
他想到那个
五香
乖
乖乖乖，没错，还有
五香乖乖，
对，五香乖乖还是椰奶口味的乖乖，谢谢。
乖乖好好吃哦。
Anyways, yeah, there's a type of
chips called Guai Guai in Taiwan. It's also the common our childhood memory.
Yeah, there's a song. Do you want to sing it together? 1, 2, 3, 乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖乖
Quite quite for the win. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. This is the type of song that everybody would know how to sing when you're a child.
Yeah,
yeah. And kind of like the part that we're missing. I immigrated to Canada late.
Right.
We're missing of some of the songs.
Some of their childhood memories.
Yeah. And like the cartoon, like, was just a slightly different
too.
Oh
yeah.
But getting back to good food number two.
Dun, 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 beef noodle. Dun, dun, dun.
There's a vegetarian alternative too, guys.
It's actually quite surprising when Sandy told me that, like, beef noodle vegetarian.
跟你说，素食卤面也是素食的卤肉饭跟牛肉面也都是超级好吃的。所以就是我强力推荐 Michelle 这次回台湾就可以尝试试试看素食的版本。
Ah, it's really nice. Okay. 所以牛肉面大概大家都不用多说吧，大家应该都知道，对不对？
yeah.
因为我记得我去我去英国的时候，有一次我们在爱丁堡也是，那个导游是个上海人，他在介绍爱丁堡的时候说，哎，你们看到转角那家有写中文的店有没有？我们大家都说有，他说你知道卖的是什么吗？台湾牛肉面。然后那整团就哇。
Oh, but we have to mention that all the small food that we mentioned, if you really want the traditional taste of it, you have to visit Taiwan.
Right? Oh, yeah.
You just have to.
Because you have to.
there's no substitution in any other places, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have to go there, you know?
Oh, yeah, you have to go.
So, and beef noodle, okay, that's one of the things I found when I was doing research. You know, actually, Taiwanese people are obsessed with it because we even have its own festival called Beef Noodle Festival. Yeah, so...
I don't even know that.
You didn't know? Well, I actually knew that. There was a time that I was reading the blogs about people writing posts of different beef noodle across the country. They tried...
Was it like... That's how often you go to Taipei?
Not really.
Once every year, man.
Not really,
just
no.
Just for the festival.
Nah, well, I wish, but... yeah, before I was... Oh, you know when you're in Taiwan, you're studying junior high school, you don't get the chance. But anyways.
Yeah,
so, well, beef noodle, just a brief introduction for anyone who doesn't know. So it's a dish that inspires competitiveness and innovation in chefs, and everyone who wants to claim the title of beef noodle... Oh! Never mind, that's the introduction of the festival. Everyone wants the title of the Beef Noodle King. And the noodles are dipped in herbal soup. And they are, yeah, they're really good. And they're usually accompanied with the homemade chili butter or pickled Chinese cabbage. It's hard to describe.
Yeah, I will let you take some time to imagine the food since we can't really provide you with pictures and things like that. But at this moment, we are going to reveal the number three food on the list after a very, very short
break.
The sun.
Oh. How you feeling? CITR
presents DJing 101.9. We offer people a way to learn about the fun of mixing, sharing music, and throwing events. Our workshops and studio access is free for students and members. No experience or turntables are necessary. Workshops from 4 to 8 p.m. are on Tuesdays in 212A in the Student Union Building at UBC. For more information, visit us at citr.ca or follow at CITRDJ on Twitter.
Dun, 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 number three is one of my personal favorite too.
Yay!
所以那个牛肉面或是素的牛肉面讲完了以后呢，我们要
进展到第三样
的了。
Bubble tea.
You know, it's Taiwanese invented bubble tea.
Yeah. And also Taichung people, actually. It's from Taichung. Yeah.
So they actually invented bubble tea and the sun cake.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, yeah.
Is that the sun cake? Yeah. 太阳饼.
Yeah.
珍珠奶茶. Oh, 融化了。
那大概是台湾人的回忆吧，就是从小喝到大的。
而且就是很
就是很多地方都有卖，然后都很好喝，
应该到处都对，因为有很多。就说到珍珠奶茶的 brand， 就那一次就是有几家特别有名的，像是五十岚或者是阿 Sir 或者是泡沫，哎，那个叫泡沫红茶，那个叫什么东西？哎，算了，现在想不起来。或者是反正有很多
Coco，
哦，对对对对对对，啊，然后台啊珍珠奶茶起源地其实就是在台中，然后最早研发出来的商店应该是春水堂吧。
我现在好饿，哦，
别说了，
好难过。
Oh my god! Yeah, well, this is the topic that just this is the perfect.
It's so painful describing this.
Yeah. Oh,
it's like somebody's tickling you.
I just wish I have a ticket to go back to Taiwan right now. So bubble tea for anyone who doesn't know. Come on. It's actually. Oh no, I'm not disappointed or anything, but just it's milk tea with tapioca balls. It's the tapioca balls are like the bubbles, or the direct translation would be pearls in the milk tea, in the bubble tea. They are chewy and sweet and jelly-like, but not. Yeah, they're bubbly. They're so good.
And then it's basically, if you want to make your own bubble tea without bubbles,
that would just be milk tea.
Milk tea, yeah. It's kind of, it's just green, was it? Green tea or black
tea? You can have green tea or black tea. Black tea is the original flavor,
milk,
but
right? Mm,
yeah, myself, I like green tea more because I like the flavoring and just the slight freshness. Mm-hmm. And you can also choose different. There's a huge variety of it. You can put taro in it. You can put pudding in it.
Yeah. They would usually ask you if you want to add anything to it. But just a side note so that everybody know that actually those bubbles, so-called, are not as healthy as you think. So if you really, really like bubble tea, just drink it once in a
and then take a break.
Yeah.
Even though they're really good.
Yeah, they're good. But a lot of food that actually tastes good
are not as
probably,
healthy.
Yeah, probably not going to be as healthy for your own good. So,
that's so
yeah, but still, we would like to introduce you to bubble tea.
Yeah, bubble tea, try at least once. Try the Taiwanese bubble tea for at least once. It's worth the try.
I think your body will excuse you.
Just like,
oh, I'm mad, and then you drink the bubble tea and your body's like, oh, fine, it's quite good.
Oh dear. Anyways, so
Mugwang, speaking of bubble tea, like Mugwang Yunai is really good too.
Papaya milk is really good.
Make sure you buy those.
Those, yeah, you can find them easily on the street market or just any. That's another thing that's only available in Taiwan is the drink shops. Because you know how convenience stores were all over the place. The drink shops are all over the place.
Because
you know,
in Taiwan, if you want,
not like
if you plan to visit Taiwan, don't go in the summertime unless you really embrace the tropical temperature.
Where,
yeah, because it's going to be pretty hot there.
It's
But sometimes it's over 40 degrees, so
it's normal to be
around
that time.
Although most buildings have strong AC, but we would recommend you to go like in perhaps
winter,
April or October ish.
Yeah, even this time, like the winter time, it should be very good as well.
Yeah,
if you can go during January or February, because the Chinese New Year, the Lunar New Year is around that time as well, right? And then you can see all the festivals.
Yeah, and then all the traditional events happening. Because, you know, in the Chinese culture, there are three big events for a year, and which people would actually all celebrate. The first one is the Lunar New Year, which usually take place in late January to early February.
Yeah.
It depends. Every year is kind of different. And the second event is the Dragon Boat Festival.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
端午节是台湾第二，就是前三大节庆之一。然后第三个是
Moon Festival.
Yeah,
or the like
Mid-Autumn
Festival.
Yeah. Where people gather together. In this case, three major events, people, families gather around. And we would pray for our ancestors.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Traditionally, we value, we're all like family oriented people, and we value family time, and we have 祖先牌位, ancestors. How do you call that? Yeah, we
have those, their name. Oh yeah, that's not something you do in The Western culture. You have your name, the name of your... Ah, if people have watched the Disney movie Mulan, remember there was a temple where they have all of their ancestors' name on the board, and then they just kind of put it around, and then they pray to them.
Yeah.
That's what we do as well.
And we are told to... We are taught to never forget the path that they... have gone through and always be appreciative of what they have done for us. And there are many, many sayings like 前人种树，后人乘凉，然后吃果子拜树头，然后希望大家都可以不要忘本。这是一个非常常见的台湾的教育。对。
So just, yeah, we always need to appreciate where we got, where we are now.
就是对台湾人就非常的尊敬祖先，然后也会and then we have like earth god, we have, you know,
土地公,
we have sky god, 天公, and
or like the
mother. we even have like kitchen god and 灶君.
Oh yeah, right.
Right.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And we usually put those
it.
Like 汤圆.
Yeah.
On their
on their mouth.
Yeah. So there's a lot. We traditionally we are all we believe in the spirits.
Yeah,
we believe in all kind of. When you watch what's that movie?
Mulan? Are you talking?
No, not Mulan. Yeah. It's the Avatar.
Avatar. Oh yeah.
Right? When they pray for those nature and those trees and all that, you can kind of relate to the traditional Taiwan value because we believe in spirits and all kinds of things and. We were taught to be very respectful for the Mother Earth.
Yeah, we believe that everything connects to each other.
Yeah.
Even though we don't do it as dramatically as they do it in Avatar.
Yeah, yeah, no. Because we haven't learned how to pray that properly yet. And
but we do well.
Sometimes the nature doesn't communicate back to us that frequently.
Yeah.
Well, if you have too much bubble tea, that might be your bodyguard.
Oh my god.
Anyways.
Yeah. Should we continue with the food or should we... There are 10 minutes left or is there anything
else?
We could
continue with
the food. Okay, so I was just... So for the fourth and the fifth one, actually... Well, the fourth one is actually one of my personal favorites.
Me too!
Yay!
Me too! I love it so much!
It's the pineapple cake.
Pineapple cake, 凤梨酥好好吃。
Yeah, 身为台中人一定要提一下的啦。
有凤梨酥的人快提供。
快来拍打喂食。很欢迎。Anyway, so pineapple cake is also one of the best gift or souvenir option for anyone who wants to bring things from here to their friend in Canada or America or even any unknown Asian friends. Because I tried that. I tried that with my my teacher in high school and she really loved it. It's one of the few food that people who are not that familiar with the Asian culture can take. So 凤梨酥.
Oh, you know what? I think in Singapore they have a different type of 凤梨酥.
Oh, really?
And it's round.
Oh, it's okay.
It's like circle, round shape.
All right,
but
and those,
our 凤梨酥 is more rectangular.
Yeah, ours is more rectangular, and there are there are two kinds of
brick.
So good. Anyway, so yeah, there are two kinds of pineapple cake. One is with the local pineapples that's from the sunny hill to 凤梨酥, where it's into. The other one, the traditional one, is actually pineapple mixed with the two bits of the winter melon, 冬瓜汤. Well, people have different preferences. I don't think there's anything.
Notice my voice is already changed. I'm like super melted.
Just by the imagination, Sandy has entered Fukuoka. different preference. My brother actually liked the ones with the winter melon more than the local pineapple, but
I like both. Like, just give it to me.
I will bring you some after I come back.
Thank you. Make sure you come back.
Oh,
干嘛回来就是空的行李箱，然后就打折
光光了。就是哎呀，不好意思，太饿了。Anyways, and then let's just use so the fifth one.
Before we introduce the fifth one, let's play you another suspension.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to the Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
OK, number 5.
赶紧回来讲食物。Number 5 is probably one of the most famous and famous strange food in Taiwan, the love and hate one.
It's all about
tofu. So it's
tofu,
called,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, direct translation. Stinky tofu. Dong, 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 dong.
Yeah. And slash douhua.
Oh, yeah.
They're totally different tastes, but they're amazing.
They're
just
both from soybean.
Don't eat it together.
I've never tried eating them together.
Maybe go give it
a Oh, my God.
Oh, actually, there is one time I went out with my friend and I ordered Mapo tofu.
Uh-huh.
That's called spicy
tofu,
tofu
I think that's
dish. And for snacks, I ordered douhua,
mm-hmm.
which is a tofu-based
sweet
dessert.
Yeah.
It's a kind of soup-based. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my friend was like, oh, that's like a serious amount of tofu intake you can take for a meal. And I just realized it because I love it so much.
Oh, yeah. It will help your digestion.
Right, go ahead.
Soybean is really good for you.
And
Chou tofu, yeah. So I was choosing between this and the pig blood cake. I actually love both of them, and they are both the strangest. They are both on the list of the strangest food you can find in Taiwan. So, but I decided to go with stinky tofu because pig blood cake could just give people some wrong imagination.
Yeah,
I like it though. It's really good. Anyways, so stinky tofu. So, how should I say? It's just tofu and the fragrant cube of bean curd or soybean, and it's deep fried and damp with the sweetened spicy sauce. If you hold your nose, then it looks and tastes just like plain piece of fried tofu,
mm-hmm.
but then with crispy cutting a soft center like pudding.
Yeah.
But what's the fun of eating that without the smell, right? It's all because of the smell.
Yeah, it's kind of like once you try it, you'll fall in love with it. It's like that fruit, durian.
Yeah.
像吃榴莲一样，就是一开始你都会有一种恐惧的心，
怕怕的
但是你一旦吃了以后，你就知道为什么大家都很爱吃了。因为我舅舅，我二舅他就是开那个臭豆腐店，然后就是开小吃店，然后他以前做的那个臭豆腐还有旁边配那个泡菜，实在是超好吃的，真的是就是你吃完以后就觉得
口水都要流出来了，
进入了天
堂，
非常的好吃。所以希望大家去台湾的时候可以勇敢一下，然后就试一次，你就知道有多好吃了。
对啊 ，It smells like rotten egg, but it tastes really, really good. You should go definitely try it.
Yeah, you should definitely.
So and there are a lot of other food that I can't really put in here. There's the mega dumpling, which is called 霸丸, and then there's tempura, there's the salty fried chicken, mm-hmm. there's the oyster vermicelli and the shaved ice mountain. Oh my god. Especially during the summertime, and with mango as well.
It's
okay.
So good.
Yeah, so
mango.
So much good food that you can
find.
Oh my god. The egg milk pudding.
Yeah, and then the tofu sweet soup. and the
hongdoubing. Yeah, the
red
bean cake, but that's not.
Red bean cake is so good and it's.
You can't, yeah.
We're kind of depressed
and
in here, you know.
It's kind of depressed.
But you can just imagine all the food.
And there's hua zi wan and lu dou gan.
Yeah. As you know, the Taiwan. We not only have great food, and we also have meaningful places for you to visit, and it's just completely eye-opening if you go and just talk to the local people and see how friendly they are to those foreigners, and how give it a feel of the culture,
mm-hmm.
and the people. I think that's one of the things that would strike you.
Yeah.
In a positive way, of course. So, 就是台湾其实不仅仅就是非常非常多好吃的小吃，但还有很多不一样的人文风貌，还有那一份情感，就是人与人之间的那种亲切的感觉，他们的热情，他们的就是
好人的那种
好人的感觉，
对，就是
大家都真的非常的亲切，
情
对，
所以 one of the reason we、
就是、对很难形容的一种感觉，就是大家都对你很好、
yeah.
就是很欢迎你来这样子的感觉。
Yeah, you're definitely gonna fall in love、
yeah.
but we only have a few more minutes left and lastly I wanted to play Chinese band song, a traditional Chinese instrument, 国乐，它叫做台湾追想曲。It's called Capriccio Taiwan, and I used to perform this song back when I was 11 or 12, and in my local elementary school, and we won a prize, but. Listen to it and we'll continue to talk about Taiwan next week. 所以下一拜我们会继续介绍有关台湾的好玩好吃好笑的地方，那希望你们stay with us.
Yeah, and visit Taiwan if you can.
Yeah, we love you. Have a nice weekend.
Yay!
Seymour Radio is devoted to the education and literacy for the Persian-speaking communities and those of you interested in connecting with arts and literature of people from Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, Georgia, Armenia, Pakistan, and India. From environmental fairy tales to epic mythologies, poetry, scholarly pieces, to folklore and music, Seymour lands in as your mythological storyteller every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time at CITR 101.9 FM from Vancouver. همراهان فرهنگ پارسی، شما که در این روزهای پرسوز و سرمای آبان ماه در فصل اسرارآمیز و زیبای پاییز به شهر قصه سیمرغ آمدید، به شهر قصه سیمرغ خوش آمدید. سیمرغ امشب حکایت نوعی از قصه اروین را از میانه دشت ایران، از دیار کوه بلقیس برای شما به سوغات آورده است. آغازگر شهر قصه سیمرغ امشب بازخوانی گفتار نخست افسانه شاه و پریان خسرو شیرین است. بازخوانی به درخواست شما همراهان. تا ساعت 6